with Fred. We're going to do a podcast. We're going to talk about USA immigration laws and just immigration in general. But Fred, what do you know about immigration laws? Anything at all?
It is illegal for immigrants to come to the United States without any papers, as people call it. Like, they need proof that they're able to stay here. I'm not sure why it's like that, but hey, that's what the United States wants.
Did you know that to get into America, you have to wait in a long line? Like, in regular countries, it can take around 8 years to just go through the line for immigration. You know, in Filipino, it takes around 20 years. You know, 20 years to get into America.
20 years?
Yeah.
That's a really long time. I don't think people should be able to wait that long. 20 years just to have somewhere to live safely? Like, that's too much.
A lot of places like third world countries come to America. Like, people from there come to America to find jobs. The wait starts there. The line starts over there. Like, they can stay in America. Like me, I'm staying in America, my family's staying in America, but we have a limited time. If we don't find our citizens in that time, we either have to go back home or try again later. It's not easy waiting around like that. Getting Social Security and all our work permit takes time too, so they don't give us a lot of choices too.
So basically, they're going to take your freedom away from you in a certain amount of time.
Yeah, it's kind of like that. I get it, they're doing security. Every country needs security, but it's really inconvenient, isn't it?
Yeah, I feel like if they check your whole family's background and you're not like, you know, everybody has stereotypes of Indians, terrorists, they want to blow up everything, boom, boom, bombs that. You know, I don't think it should work like that. I think they should check your family's background, and if your background is clean, then they should give you your citizenship and your freedom here, because everybody wants to feel safe. Nobody wants to be somewhere where they don't feel safe at night when they sleep with their family.
Yeah. You know, there's a lot of immigrants in America. The 4.4 million, that was the immigration line. That's how many people are in line right now. Well,
so there's 4.4 million people waiting in line.
Yeah, to get in America. There's a lot of people want to come to America, but they can't.
Wow.
Like, a lot of people come to America because of the jobs, the education, the medications, which their country can't offer.
Wow.
Yeah.
I bet there's a lot of sick immigrants that need the help.
Yeah.
You just refuse to help them just because of where they come from. That's sad.
You know, they do help a lot, little bit. I get, they don't provide healthcare plans like regular citizens, but they do help out, like in charities and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
My little brother, he got cerebral palsy. He got a severe case of cerebral palsy in his spinal cord. We're not approved for healthcare, so there's a lot of expenses. But America still helped us by doing charities and stuff.
So everything you guys need, it comes straight out of pocket?
Yeah, straight out of pockets or charities. No healthcare, no federal funds. There's a lot more people with a lot more worse conditions than my little brother, but they still can't get in. Some of them are lucky enough to get in because they got a waiting period done, or they go through the better steps than others. A lot of people don't get the Medicaid. Like, immigrants in general don't get the same benefits as citizens. Like, non-citizens, immigrants and adults get about 25% less Medicaid. They're 25% less likely to be signed up for Medicaids. And poor native-born are... No, wait. And 37% less likely to receive food stamps, and they, did you know that immigrants pay most of the taxes in America to
receive food stamps?
Yeah, they pay, they're taxpayers. Like, they believe that immigrants don't pay tax, or that they're stealing good American jobs. That's all false. Like, immigrants pay a lot of taxes, and they take the jobs that most Americans don't want to do it. They take jobs like low-skilled jobs, like construction workers, because Americans have the possibility of getting higher-paying jobs, more skilled jobs.
Just because we're Americans?
Yeah, because you guys have
citizenship.
Not just citizenship. You guys have the luxury of getting everything. Like, you guys can get education. You guys can go to colleges for lesser money. A lot of people end up doing illegal border crossing because of that, because they can't wait, they want to get in. Like, if they get caught the first time, it's a misdemeanor,
misdemeanor.
Crime. It's a crime. If they repeat it again, they get deported, and it's punishable by a felony. They can't wait. Like, a lot of immigrants come in legally, but most of them can't find jobs and all other requirements they need, so they stay illegally. And I can understand that, why they stay illegally. They need the job that their own country can't provide. The citizens of America criticize them for not being able to do that. What's your opinion on that?
My opinion on them not being able to come across is that, like I said before, I feel like if an immigrant wants to come into the United States for a better life, that depending on their past and their family, that they should be able to come without a citizenship or whatever. Maybe some type of way they can set up a program to where they keep checking on them to make sure that they don't bring nothing back from their country to here, if they want to avoid like terrorism or the use of more drugs from other countries. Yeah. And stuff like that. You know, if they don't want that to happen, then keep tabs on them. That's basically what I'm saying. But I don't think they should be held back from coming to the United States. Yeah. Because it is true that the United States is more safe than any other country out here. And who wouldn't want to be safe, once again?
You need security. Every country needs security. They deserve security, but they still need to be equal. Like, everyone deserves the right to live at a place where they can't live anywhere else. You got anything?
And speaking of security, we have the best armies out here. You know, the United States has always been number one.
Yeah, the biggest army in the world.
Yeah, the biggest army. So if they thinking about, if you're saying about like security, I think that we can provide more than enough security to go around. You see what I'm saying? So basically, I don't think we should be stingy with it.
Yeah. Protect everyone. Alright, let's just wrap it up. Let's just discuss I can edit from here. Let's just discuss everything what we did. What all did you understood?
I understand that. I understand, like, I see somebody else's point of view from about immigrants and how hard it is for them to get here, and what they're going through from where they're coming from, you know, and how hard it is for them to be able to just live here. Even if they do come here and get a life, what it takes for them to be able to provide for their family and to provide for themselves, it's a struggle. and we make it a struggle for them. And I feel like just because they're immigrants, they shouldn't be, what's the word, is it demoted? Yeah, they shouldn't be demoted or criticized for who they are or what they look like.
All right, this has been a Stratford Spartan podcast, and thank you. Goodbye.